Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, and you can take control of the show. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Tis the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the archives available for you there. Right on the front page of the website, there's no logging in. You don't have to create an account. You don't need to give up any credit card or any sort of identifying info. You just go and get them the last 7 months for free. freetalklive.com. And that's not 7 months and then we charge you beyond 7 months. That's just all we have on the site is 7 months. Can't get them for free.
Can we trick them into charging them somehow?
No.
No.
No, we don't do that stuff on this show.
Okay.
We just want to give you our stuff for free. FreeTalkLive.com. And know this, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And if you want more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Something I want to do tonight, man, which is have a little discussion with you, because a couple days ago, in the middle of a phone call, you made a reference to something, and I didn't call you on it.
Okay.
And I took a note, because I wanted to call you on it, but we were in the middle of the call, and it wasn't quite the right time. You said that you had kind of changed your tune on the FCC.
I have.
And so I want to explore that a little bit later on, because until this point, you've been a pretty avid fan of the FCC's regulations of content and that sort of thing. And
yeah.
So we'll explore what your new feelings are on that, because I don't even know, and I want to know, and so we'll talk about that coming up.
I don't like to admit when I've changed my opinions. I like to just continue like it's always been my opinion.
Well, it's good to change, man, which, I mean, change is good for people's lives, even though they don't want to, sometimes they don't want to admit it. I know you got.
I'm not a big fan of change either.
I know you say you have a good email coming up.
I have an excellent email.
What is the subject of it?
She's getting on us for the hero worship comments that we made a couple of nights ago.
About the firemen.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that, but I want to, speaking of heroes, I'll start with this one from Ryan in Indiana. He says, Dear FTL, I want to first start out by saying I'm a huge fan of the show. I listen to all of your podcasts.
Well, thank you.
I even use one of your web badges on my podcast. I think that means banner. One of your web...
Is a little banner a badge?
I don't know. On my podcast website...
As a badge really is smaller than a banner.
After listening to many episodes of your show, I've noticed a recurring issue is the police. I'm not writing you to say that I think any of your opinions are incorrect. Rather, I'm letting you know, as someone who is pursuing a career as a police officer, that we're not all bad. And I know you've said that before, says Ryan. And I will be a third-generation officer. I don't know what that means.
Well, that means that his father was a police officer and his grandfather was a police officer.
Right. I even agree with you on many points you make about some police being jackbooted thugs. That is one thing that irritates me more than anything, is seeing these cops who think that they're better than everybody and are just in the job for the power. It's obvious to me that the majority of these guys are ex-high school football players and can't let go of the tough guy facade. In the 25 years my father was an Indiana State Police officer, never once did he fire his weapon. I feel like I'm one of the few liberty-minded individuals who want to be a cop to make a difference in other people's lives. Most of these cops out here seem to forget the fact that they're public servants. Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Keep up the great work, guys. Ryan. And Ryan, we appreciate the email. You can email
Absolutely.
Us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Although I would like to highlight something. He said most of these cops seem to forget their public servants. I just think that's interesting. From somebody who's on the inside, from Ryan, who is training to be a police officer, pursuing a career in law enforcement, he thinks the majority of cops are bad guys.
I think the tough part about would be for me about becoming a cop. It's A, I'd be scared in most of the situations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like any situation where I'm going after bad guys with guns, I wouldn't do well. People would die because I'd be shooting them. That's how I would react with fear.
Right.
I'd pull out my gun and start shooting people. So it's a good thing I'm not a cop. Secondly, I would hate to have to enforce laws that I really don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, marijuana possession, that's the largest of all the drug charges that's enforced.
Over 775,000 people in the year 2000.
It's like 80% of the arrests are marijuana, you know, 80% of the arrests are like marijuana arrests.
Of all arrests?
Of all drug arrests.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
And you know, that,
well, that $775,000 was only marijuana.
Yeah, that was just marijuana.
Right.
And, you know, so it finances the war on drugs, and that would be very difficult for me to do that.
Obviously.
If it wasn't for marijuana being illegal, then the war on drugs wouldn't be prosecuted to the level that it is. Our rights wouldn't be taken away piecemeal, as they have been.
Oh, of course.
You know, and...
It's definitely a pet issue here on Free Talk Live, and I just thought it was interesting
yep.
That Ryan, who is training to be a law enforcement officer... Big fan of the show, even though we aren't the nicest to law enforcement officers in general. And I got to say that, you know, I wish there was more people out there like you, Ryan. I wish there were more people getting into the business of law enforcement that actually have some principles, that actually understand what liberty is all about. Because while it's nice to hear from someone like Ryan, it also kind of, he's kind of countering what I'm seeing in my regular life when I go out with my fiance to go out to dinner with her family. I am constantly in the presence of her sister, who is also training to be a law enforcement officer. Her sister, unlike Ryan, has no idea about anything in regards to the Constitution, what liberty's all about, what it is that why the war on drugs is such a bad idea. She is totally brainwashed. She's a total product of the government education system. And if you try to, I don't know, throw a new idea at her, she just doesn't even comprehend it. I'm working on her slowly, but it's a process. So
I love
that's the kind of person we have going
into this. I love the conversation you had with her and her fiance about you know, the taking away of guns from people. You asked her, so if your chief told you to go and start confiscating weapons from people's homes, would you do that? She said yes.
Yeah. Well, I placed it in the Nolens situation. Mm-hmm. I asked her if she was in Nolens, would she do it? She said yes.
And then the fiance said.
Oh, then I asked the fiance, who's a gun collector,
mm-hmm.
I said, well, what if she asked you to turn over your guns? He said, no, I wouldn't do it. And so I said, you got yourself a little conflict of interest there.
Yeah.
So I hope that sparked a little conversation between the two of them on the way home from that.
Well, not only do we go after cops on this show, we go after firefighters now and then, too. So here's the email.
Well, we went after hero worship, but okay.
Hero worship, and I have a personal penchant for firefighters, personally, and...
Well, you used to be one.
I did.
A volunteer firefighter.
Let me start on the email, and okay. I'll read it. Hello, fellas. Hey, Manwich. Hello, fellas. I like your show, listen to your podcast a couple of days as of late, and normally I would let slide almost anything you say. Like dissing New York City, calling all teachers socialists, taking guns are the answers to all our prayers... Clearly, she's exaggerating a little bit about what our stances are. But, yeah, that's fine. But this time, I had to voice my displeasure with one of your topics on 11:15, hero worship. Now, I think that having a support your troops ribbon on the back of your Escalade is obscene.
I agree.
It really says support the people who die so I can drive. But calling firefighters bureaucrats who play darts and don't really fight fire anymore is offensive. Now, obviously, Dana doesn't know, because she hasn't listened forever, that I was, in fact, a volunteer firefighter.
Right.
And, you know, I had my first responder certification. Like, so I got a little, I have a little purview to come from.
Absolutely.
Now, I didn't make firefighting my career. I do know several professional firefighters. I like them as people. But they are bureaucrats. Just like my wife, who works for the state, is a bureaucrat.
And you love your wife.
I do love my wife.
All right.
But it has...
It is possible to love a bureaucrat.
It is possible. Now... The point here is in NYC, let me go on a little farther with her email before I go a little, before I tear into it.
All right.
I don't recall seeing any dartboards in the lobby of the World Trade Towers, or did I see civilians running to the towers to help out? What I did see was dedicated public servants trying to do their job, ones that they were trained for, jobs that involve saving lives every day and not sticking around for the press to interview them, jobs that involve incredible bravery and trust that their brother next to them is trained to do his job.
Sounds like it's dripping with hero worship.
It is.
We're going to come back with the rest of this. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I'm interested to see what you have to say about this, man, because this is interesting. This is kind of a new angle on the whole hero worship thing. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. 800-259-5791.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have updates for those of you that would like to keep up to date on what's going on with the show, get the freshest news about what's happening with Free Talk Live. You just go and sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com, and we will keep you informed via your email box. So, speaking of email, we're actually in the midst of an email, Manwich, and it's about hero worship.
Yep, it's by Dana, and I'm just going to start in the middle of
Dana it. Dana says we went too far.
Yes, we went too far in calling firefighters shiftless bureaucrats, or whatever we called them. And I don't think we actually called them shiftless, but that's fine.
I think you just said that they spend most of their time, I mean 99% of their time, sitting around doing nothing. I'm sure there are plenty of firefighters that have done wonderful, honorable things, saved lives, saved property, and that sort of thing.
Well, let me reread what she has to say here a little bit, and then I will tell you what I think.
Okay.
Calling firefighters bureaucrats who play darts and don't really fight fire anymore is offensive. I don't recall seeing any dartboards in the lobby of the World Trade Towers, or did I see civilians running into the towers to help out. What I did see was dedicated public servants trying to do their jobs, ones that they were trained for, jobs that involve saving lives every day, and not sticking around for the press to interview them, jobs that involve incredible bravery and trust that their brother next to them is trained to do his job. Okay. So, yes, firefighters in general, brave men. They do their jobs. Now, what I got a problem with is 92% of the stations in America are volunteer. Mm-hmm. Another 3% of those stations are, another 5% of those stations are half volunteer, or partial volunteer, partial paid.
Okay.
And that only 3% of the stations in the nation are all paid firefighters.
Hmm.
Okay? So, I guess what I mean is professional firefighters are bureaucrats that play darts. And
but what about
around.
The ones running into the trade towers?
The what? You know, they're good guys, and they did their job the moment that they were called
that's
to do it.
When they're doing their job.
Well, it's the thing is it shouldn't be a job. It should be volunteer. Or they could do fire departments like they used to with insurance companies. Basically, fire departments were places where guys hung out, and when there was a fire, especially in New York City, this is how it worked.
Right.
They'd all run to the scene, and they'd put the fire out, and the first fire department to put out the fire got a big check from the insurance company that insured that building.
That's a sweet idea.
Yeah, that's how it should work.
How did it change from that?
Instead of all of us paying for firefighters that just kind of hang around and wait. Now, and what they've also done is to make the fire departments more valuable is they've turned them into fire medics. So they do ambulance runs, mm-hmm. too. That's what the next part of her email goes into. If you really feel like you don't need a fire department, please, next time you have an emergency, say your child is having an allergic reaction to antibiotics, recent personal experience, or an electric short that starts a fire in your house, please call your mother to grab the garden hose and see what happens. I mean, no ill will. Just think before you blurt out the first thing that comes to your mind.
We're not saying we don't want to have protection services. We're just saying it's just not appropriate to have the government provide these services.
Yes.
When, as you've pointed out, with one simple example, how easily it could be provided by the marketplace. Why did it change from insurance companies providing these services?
Because bureaucrats get more power.
They lobbied for it.
Yeah,
they wanted a sweet, cushy government.
I'm sure that there
paycheck.
Were instance where it didn't work out very well,
mm-hmm.
and they thought, well, the government can do this better. Now, I'd like to address
but
the point
can.
Of ambulance service.
Okay.
Now, I can't call a private ambulance service in my town because no private ambulance service can compete against the government one. It's basically free for these people that make calls to an ambulance service
mm-hmm.
if they're indigent or whatever. So there's no private ambulance. I don't
but
have
there
a
are
choice.
Such things.
Absolutely, in most communities there are.
They work.
So
great.
The bureaucrats have killed my chance at freedom.
Yeah.
In this particular instance, too. So,
not to mention, they've also killed speedy responses, and they've also... I was actually reading, I think it's in John Stossel's book, Give Me a Break. He actually gives a concrete example of a real-life instance where a municipality replaced their bureaucrats with... They replaced their bureaucrat ambulance division with a private company. And the private company hired a bunch of the bureaucrats and turned them into productive actual employees mm-hmm. at that point. And they just had some revolutionary ideas. Like, they'd have the ambulances around town, and they kind of had tracking on them, mm-hmm. so they knew whenever you picked up the phone...
It's like a cab.
Yeah, they knew where the nearest ambulance was. They sent one right over to you. I mean, response times increased.
Mm-hmm.
Everything got better once the private services took over.
Duh. Okay, so she says 343 heroes died on 9/11, and I nearly cry when I think what their families went through that day. And I'm sorry you don't consider them heroes. Every one of those 343 men are heroes, and they would have been doing probably the same job as firefighters if we didn't have a messed up bureaucratic system that employed them.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, the whole idea of professional firefighters
yeah.
is a mess.
No, it's not necessary.
Not professionals, because professionals could be employed.
You could be a professional.
A public sector firefighter.
Non-bureaucrat firefighters.
Yeah.
800-259-5791, although labeling them heroes is something that I might take issue with.
They ran into that building that was on fire. That's a heroic feat.
Or it's psychotic.
I don't know.
We'll come back to that. Let's go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hey.
Listen, I want to change the discussion 180 degrees. I want to talk about something completely different.
Of course. It's Free Talk Live. What's up?
It's Free Talk Live. I want to talk about, you'll never believe this, some exciting bills before the New Hampshire legislature this upcoming legislative session.
All right. Let me go get the KY. Hang on. Excited.
No, believe it or not, there are actually some bills before the New Hampshire legislature that are actually, I think, pretty exciting. And I can't believe they're actually going to talk about these in the State House and give them a vote.
All right, select the best two, Dennis.
The best two. I just threw away the top one. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. They are going to try and pass a resolution urging the Congress of the United States to place a moratorium. Whoa, that's one to vote against. That's a bad one. They
preparation, Dennis. Preparation is very important in radio.
Don't prep. That's why you guys are the pros. They want to pass an act to basically require any, whether it's a police officer or any public official or employee, has to verbally identify themselves as such before basically communicating with any sort of what we would call civilian-type private person.
What about undercover cops?
You got it. Well, the bill says verbal identification required law enforcement officers. Any police officer or other law enforcement officer employed by the state or any political subdivision of the state.
I would presume the New Hampshire Chiefs of Police is lobbying against that one.
I would guess so, but this was sponsored by an elected official in the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, there's a reason that some of these people are in the state of New Hampshire. I would believe in other states they would find it a little bit hard to get elected.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a cool one. All right, next one.
Next one. You know, preparation is everything. I'd like to talk a little bit about the NHLA, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yes.
These guys are pretty much the opposite of some of the sheer activists that that sometimes call into the show. That,
okay.
There are people who certainly bleed into both groups. But certainly some of the people who are moving into the free state are not just demanding more freedom.
Right.
You know, there are other people who are actually going through the drudge work of saying, you know what, to get more free, you've got to actually pass laws that say...
Sure, they're kind of the political arm of the activists up there in New Hampshire. In fact, I'm a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, even though
Fantastic.
I'm not actually up there yet.
Fantastic.
There can be a member from far, far away. Now, I know you're going to tell us about the other really cool proposed legislation, so I want you to hang on to that, Dennis, because we're going to come back to you. 800-259-5791. I like exciting things like that. I mean, pro-liberty legislation going into effect in New Hampshire? There's nothing, almost nothing of the sort to talk about around the rest of the country in that
No,
vein.
It's not happening in any other state.
Right.
You like liberty? New Hampshire's the place to be.
Yeah, there was a recent positive pro-gun thing here in Florida. There's some spotty things here and there, but man, we'll find out what's coming next in the state of New Hampshire. Coming up, 800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up version, two sizes should fit pretty much everybody at freetalklive.com. It's all totally free. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, back to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Howdy, folks.
Now, Dennis, you're telling us about some pretty interesting-sounding legislation that's being proposed up there in the great free state of New Hampshire. The last one you told us about was a law that's going to require all law enforcement personnel to identify themselves before engaging in any sort of contact, any sort of conversation, I suppose, with a New Hampshire resident. Is that correct?
That's right. Verbal identification required.
Now, Dennis, explain to me, how this would increase my freedom.
Well, in a lot of ways. I mean, believe it or not, I know you guys will believe this, there are basically secret police here in the United States. If a cop can try and, say, engage in some commercial action with you, say, buy dope off you or sell you dope, without telling you you're a cop, and no matter what you saw on TV, if you ask them, are you a cop, guess what? And this may be a surprise, they are allowed to lie.
Uh-huh. What a surprise.
But not if this law passes.
If this law passes, they'd basically have to start the conversation with, I am an operative of this state, would you like to buy some drugs?
Well, you know, they're going to get around this. I mean, even if it passes, they'll get around it by using snitches, and they'll use people they've busted already, and they'll have them do the dirty work, and they'll just tape record it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but this is still a big step.
It's a neat idea. Oh, okay, you had another one for us. What's the other one, Dennis?
This one, I think, is actually even more cool. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the idea of a fully informed jury or jury nullification.
Absolutely. Never heard of it.
Absolutely. We actually did a fully informed jury association outreach here in Sarasota the other day. But what do you got?
Well, this would actually be, this is going to be discussed and voted up or down in the New Hampshire legislature. It's progressed into a final formal bill. This bill states that a criminal defendant has a right that the court instruct the jury of its inherent right to disregard the law and
wow.
the in controversy and to nullify.
That is tremendous. Now, how do you feel about the chances for that to actually pass? I mean, are you guys going to rally behind these laws? Are you going to go testify on behalf of them?
Well, I tell you, I am going to do everything I can to get this bill passed, and the NHLA has some great tools to help us get the word out to everybody involved. They actually produce a Liberty rating every year
right.
that lists all of the people in the House and gives them a grade from A to F of
on how pro-liberty they
freedom,
are.
Or are you not? And they even have a grade below F that they call threat to the Constitution.
Yeah,
and
I
let
like
me
it.
Tell you.
How many have that?
Out of the 400 in the legislature, I see about half a dozen.
Too many.
Are threat to the Constitution. I tell you what, these people are really feeling the pressure right now.
I bet they are.
Some of the more, shall I say, NH-free radical type people are more than happy to point out That man is a threat to the United States Constitution.
That's awesome. You know what? It's so exciting what's going on up there in New Hampshire. And thanks for keeping us up to date, Dennis, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 800-259-5791.
Huge advances in freedom in New Hampshire.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? Only 130-something free staters have made it there so far. There is a movement afoot. It is really the Second American Revolution.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live. Justin, you're on with Ian and Nowich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I mostly called to see if I could actually go on the air, and it's pretty easy. So.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to talk about, so I was...
Wait a minute. Come on. It says Indian reservations here.
Yeah. I just kind of thought about that when I was calling up. So what do you guys think should be the stance of the government on Indian reservations? Should we give them more control over the land we promised them, or should we...
It's actually an interesting question.
One I haven't thought a lot about.
And speaking of, I mentioned John Stossel earlier. I'm going to go back to John Stossel because in his very excellent piece called John Stossel Goes to Washington, it's tough to find it online. You might be able to dig up a copy. Or you might have to actually go out and buy it, but it's well worth it to share with friends and family. It's one of his hour-long specials. And he actually focused in on the Bureau of Indian Affairs. I believe that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's the national office that administers all of the Indian reservations. And they basically give subsidies to these Indians. And what happens is they turn into welfare serfs.
Sure.
And so John Stossel actually went and took video footage of one of these Indian reservations that's being maintained by the Bureau. And there's just drunks everywhere. The buildings were falling down. People weren't getting educated in the schools. It was just in shambles. It was terrible. Then he went to a different former Indian reservation, or I guess it still is a reservation, but somehow they were able to cut ties with the Bureau. They told the Bureau to go F themselves, and they said, we don't want your money anymore. We'll take care of ourselves. We're big Indians, and we can take care of ourselves.
They set up a casino?
They said, no. I'm not sure about that.
The casinos are a great way of...
I don't know. They might have. But they sent the Bureau packing. That's the point of the story. And then a matter of years later, new houses going up, new businesses opening up. The area is flourishing as a result of cutting the ties with the state. So there's your answer.
That's not very surprising at all.
Indeed. No. Check it out. John Stossel goes to Washington. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791.
He's so bored tonight. He just had to call and see if he could get online.
Just wanted to see if we were for real with that whole Free Talk Live thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? If you wanted to talk about hamburgers, you could have talked about that, too, or toothbrushes. We don't care. Whatever's on your mind.
It was a pretty good question.
It was a good question. I'm glad he asked it. Let's go to George in Washington. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, TSA George, what's up?
Hey, I was listening to one of your articles from a couple nights ago, and you were talking about how the...
You don't listen to articles, George.
Archives, my bad. Okay. I'm still only half asleep here.
It's all right. You're on the job, aren't you?
No. I say my hours change. I wake up. I go to work now at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of that yet?
A little bit. I mean, once I'm off, I still got the rest of the day to do whatever, and I don't have traffic coming home.
Anyway,
you were doing thing about the mafia a couple nights ago, how they don't kill people's families. Like, that ain't true at all. Look at Escobar, who had a plane shot down.
Escobar, he's just more of a gangster than a member of the mafia. I meant the Italian mafia.
Yeah.
Not that I really know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But haven't you seen the movies? I mean, don't they go a little easier on the women and children in the mafia movies? I mean, they get killed from time to time.
What do I know about mafia?
Well, the Godfather stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing, I guess change the subject here. Since you got an email a while back when you guys were talking about free market airport security.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, basically, yeah, it's like, as I said in the email, it's like, each airline couldn't really do that very well, and it'd be practical because, like I said in the email, airlines share terminals.
Yes, that's how it works today. That is true.
And the airlines could contract with the same security company. Often people in neighborhoods or what they call business areas will contract with one security company to secure the whole area.
It keeps the rates down for everybody.
Yeah. I would say that you would probably have most of the airlines with one security company and running the whole airport.
Possibly, or as I suggested, you could possibly have a different style airport where each airline runs its own terminal and just takes care of everything inside it. That, for instance, on Stossel again, there's a private airport out there that actually expands to demand. If there's a new airline coming into town, they want to work on the airport, they pay for the expansion, and the airport gets bigger. Thanks for the call, George. 800-259-5791. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new at only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing here on the show, you like the fact that we give you everything for free on the website, all we ask from you is a simple vote. And it's a once-a-month kind of a thing, so not a lot of effort involved here. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and that will take you directly to the place you need to be, which is at podcastalley.com. And you'll be able to cast your vote for the show. It's a quick process, maybe take you a maximum of a minute. All you need is your email address. If you've yet to vote this month, now's the time to do it. Vote. freetalklive.com. Thanks to your votes, we are the number three podcast in the world. That's out of almost 10,000 different podcasts. All thanks to you. Vote.freetalklive.com. Now, man, what you said, I should never mention John Stossel again in this entire show. But since you said that, I have to address it. Yeah, I mentioned John Stossel as a reference three times during the last segment, but it was just because, coincidentally, we happen to have three perfect opportunities for me to bring him up. And you know what? I like John Stossel a lot, and I have to say that I'm not a TV watcher at all, But if I do ever watch any of any television programming, he's going to be one of the people that I will watch. Penn and Teller, also fantastic show. Penn and Teller's BS on Showtime, which all of the Penn and Teller fans are keeping their fingers crossed because we're not sure if Showtime's going to renew them.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's one of the best shows,
they should.
I swear to you. And so, you know, I bring up whoever I need to reference, whether it be Harry Brown or Dr. Mary Ruart or John Stossel or David Friedman from The Machinery of Freedom. That's my current book. That's what I'm reading right now.
How's that going?
It's an anarcho-capitalist book.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But it's the reason I brought it out tonight was because we're going to be talking about the FCC coming up. We're not going to do it right now. But coming up, I think probably hour two, we're going to talk about Manwich and the FCC.
Mm.
Because this has been one of the areas of disagreement between you and I, Manwich, where I have been always saying, get rid of it. Abolish the FCC. And you said the other night that you think differently now. You used to think the FCC was worth something. We'll see what you think tonight. That's coming up. But he's got a great example of how we could really get rid of the FCC and what it would be like if we didn't have them. So we'll touch on that. But right now, let's go to the email box.
I love emails.
FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. And this one's from Rich. He says, I'm all for the private ownership of animals, including those that are free roaming on the range or in the ocean. One thing that never came up in your discussion of how to protect endangered species in a libertarian society is this. Why do certain species need to be protected? What happens to the ecology and the economy if they do go extinct? Maybe some species need to become extinct in order to make room for new species to evolve and fill the changing ecological niches.
I wouldn't assume to know which species those were, and I would be really leery of anyone who did say they did.
I don't think he's saying he knows that either.
I don't think he is.
He's saying, what if? There are more species that have gone extinct during the existence of this planet than currently live on it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what our world might be like if Greenpeace had existed millions of years ago and managed to prevent the trilobites from becoming extinct, or the dinosaurs. Extinction is a natural part of life on this planet, just like death. Things live and die, they evolve into existence, and then they go extinct.
Aren't you glad that some of those sea dinosaurs that you saw before, the
Loch Ness Monster?
Maybe the Loch Ness Monster. I can't remember what that one was called, but there's the Megalodon, which is the 60-foot shark,
mm-hmm.
And just lots of...
The duck-billed platypus?
The duck-billed platypus is alive
one of them that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but he's not really a dinosaur either. But
the alligator?
One of these prehistoric sea creatures? Those things are scary. I'm glad they're not out there anymore.
Yeah. Well, most of the dinosaurs were kind of on the scary side.
Yeah.
Or artificially preserved... Okay, he says, when we interfere in that process... The evolution extinction process, by either artificially eradicating it through hunting and pollution or artificially preserving it, we don't know what effect we're having on the future of life on Earth, just as we don't know what effect the natural extinction of a species might have. Perhaps the extinction of the Bengal tiger will cause the eventual demise of the human race, because something that the tiger contributed to or removed from the environment was essential to human life. Or perhaps the extinction of the tiger will save the human race for the same reasons. We just don't know, because we don't understand enough about our own biology, let alone the world we live in. And if we really want to protect the environment and its inhabitants, we must study and understand how they work together. And private ownership of land and animals is the best way to accomplish that. I think we should also study the so-called primitive cultures, who understand a great deal about the plants and animals among which they live, and particularly the medicinal properties of certain plants and animals. Nature just does some things better than we can. Cocaine, for example, is the most effective local anesthetic known to man. But since it's illegal for even doctors to use, let alone prescribe...
I thought they could. I thought there was pharmaceutical-grade cocaine, and they could prescribe that.
Well, maybe you're right.
I don't know.
If you know, 800-259-5791, you can correct us on that. But according to Rich, it's illegal. And they have to resort to crude synthetic analogs like Novocaine and lidocaine.
Lidocaine, yeah.
Which works.
But that lidocaine is pretty good stuff.
Lidocaine does work. The planet, after all, has billions of years of experience with life and death as compared to the paltry few decades that we humans each get. Even our propensity for propagating data and information using books and computers and other informational tools can't compare to what the planet knows about life. DNA is, after all, the most efficient data propagation technology known. And as much as we've learned about it over the last decades, we still barely understand the smallest fraction of it. Nature knows how to make an oak tree from scratch, and we don't. Nature knows how to make a human from scratch, and we don't. Ironically, the human body is over 95% identical to oak tree biology. I wonder what that means. It's an interesting claim. He says in many ways nature is a lot smarter than we are. We should study and learn from it instead of trying to force it to do things our way. The best way to do that is through private ownership of and the resulting private responsibility for land and animals. Rich, I really couldn't have said that much better. Thanks for the email. FTL@freetalklive.com. Your calls, 800-259-5791. Coming up, the FCC. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the listener map. Hundreds of our listeners have gone to map.freetalklive.com and plotted themselves on a worldwide map of listeners. In fact, we've actually reunited some old college buddies so far with the map. They just happened to notice one another. They're still living a few hours apart from each other, but hadn't talked in 15 years, and Freetalk Live brought them back together.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. From the listener map, map.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. You can post yourself there, your picture of yourself, a little phrase to go along with yourself, and you can see who else in your area is listening to Freetalk Live. Map.freetalklive.com. Manwich, where are we going next?
Well, let's go to Washington, D.C.
Oh, boy. I'd rather not.
Well, sorry.
It's an ugly, ugly place.
The chickens have come home to roost, as it were, to some extent. Or at least they're trying to come home to roost.
Okay.
Senate panel does not extend tax rate cut. Now, you know I'm a big fan of low taxes.
Sure.
Low as possible. Facing the stalemate over one of President Bush's top economic policy goals, the Senate Finance Committee yesterday gave up efforts to extend deep tax cuts to the tax rate on dividends and capital gains and approved a $60 billion tax measure largely devoted to hurricane relief and tax cuts with bipartisan appeal. The measure, which would pass the Senate, which could pass the Senate today, marks the latest in a string of legislative setbacks for Bush, who has repeatedly called on Congress to make his first term tax cuts permanent and has taken particular pride in the 2003 dividends and capital gains cut.
Let me stop you right now because we need to reset on the word tax. The words tax cuts. When President Bush says he's giving you a tax cut, while your taxes may be a little bit lower as a result of it, the taxes haven't been cut because spending hasn't been cut. So if they change the tax code, it's not really a tax cut. If you say, if I say, oh, man, which I'm going to give you a tax cut this year of 5%, but I raise the taxes on some company or some industry, for instance, or an import by 5% or whatever percent I need to make up the difference.
Well, he's not doing that, though. I mean, he's just spending money willy-nilly. He's mortgaging our future.
Oh, I understand what he's doing. I'm just pointing out that when they say they're giving you a tax cut, look at the total amount of money they're spending and see if it's gone down.
Yeah, and it hasn't.
If the amount of money they're spending has gone down, there's a real tax cut going on. But that's not what's happening.
You would agree that cutting taxes in the private sector and the public sector causes business to boom.
Yes, of course.
Just even cutting it a little bit causes business to just
take off. Here in Florida, there's a week-long tax holiday for parents to go out and buy their kids' school supplies and
certain
clothes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's only on certain items. But the stores, it's like Christmas time. It's crazy. People are going nuts spending their money because there's
7%.
No taxes. Yeah, they're saving 7%.
Yep.
So you're absolutely right. So what's happening here is what now?
Well, essentially it's a committee, the Senate's Finance Committee, and it's moderate Republicans on that committee. So Republicans are saying no to extensions on his tax cuts because he's been spending like it's just going out of style. Like money's going to disappear tomorrow. Well, I got to spend all this money really quick. But he's cut the taxes. And he's not happy. He's not happy at all.
So the Republicans are actually raising taxes back just because they don't have enough money to...
Trying to.
Just because they don't have enough money to cover all the spending.
Basically. Sure.
Interesting. Hour two is on the way. We're going to find out what Manwich thinks about the FCC nowadays because I don't even know. And I'm looking forward to this. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control and bring up what's on your mind. 1-800-259-5791.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.